Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello.
Hey, we came over on the scooter just now.
Yeah.
And a message popped up on my WhatsApp because I have my phone. Like, I'm like a delivery driver on a Vespa where they have their phones.
Honestly.
No.
No.
Anyway.
Just no.
A message popped up.
How many chats have we had about this?
I'm going to change the wording. So you're going to like this.
Oh, God.
A message popped up and it said it hasn't been delivered. And I said, what does that mean to you while you're on the back of the scooter? And you sort of didn't really say anything. Sophie,
you're actually wrong.
Sophie had to do a stool.
This isn't embarrassing at all.
I know. Sophie had to do a stool sample and it's now gone missing.
It's not embarrassing at all because you mentioned to everyone that I clearly have something wrong. I obviously have like IBS or something. So I obviously went to the doctor because you've made me feel so embarrassed about it by talking about it on every single podcast. And my bloody stool sample's gone missing. Like, I went through all that trouble. It was just awful.
So if anyone out there comes across a stool sample,
I think it's been like returned to the sender. I hope it's not like going to be waiting for us when we get home.
So someone has delivered your shit back to us.
Oh, sorry. God, no.
Okay, I apologise. Someone has delivered your stool back to us.
Oh, that stool's even worse. Right, okay, moving on.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habee.
And we met 4 years ago and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. We were walking down the street the other day. We were talking about baby names. I found out that you have a list of baby names.
Yeah.
That date back to 2020 when we were first dating. You made
not 2020.
Yes.
Absolute liar. I've got it right here.
You made baby names when we weren't even engaged.
Baby names, here we go. Hang on a second, everybody. That is absolute nonsense. It wasn't 2020.
It was 2020. And you made baby names when we weren't even engaged.
We definitely weren't engaged. Yeah, okay. It wasn't 2020. 2021.
That is psycho. That is... Sophie has a list of baby names and we weren't even engaged.
With Leng.
With Leng at the end of it.
Because I wanted like double-barreled. I wanted to see what they'd sound like with your surname.
So you've put Leng at the end of them,
yeah.
In your... What baby names do you have? What was the name for the boy?
I'm not going to tell everyone. They'll steal them.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not telling people that.
Sophie, you cannot... No one's going to steal your baby names.
Yes, they are.
Okay, great.
You wanted Luca, but we can't. My sister's having Luca, so...
Okay. You wanted Laurie. I might call my child Van. Laurie?
Laurie.
I've got a good name for my kids.
It was only because you said they've got to be double-barreled Leng, like you're the Kardashians.
No, do you know what I'm going to call my... I'm going to call my son. I've got a great name.
What?
Truck.
Quite cool, actually. You wanted to call your daughter, yeah. Rocket.
Yes, that's a
like
great...
the leaf. I'll call mine Lettuce then.
Yeah, that's a great name as well. Rocket.
Or Spaceship.
You want to call your son Laurie.
I know a boy called Laurie Price. It's really cool. It is true what you say, though. Like, it's whoever the name that you know is called. That was good English. But you know what I mean?
Okay, well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, anyway, if there was, like, loads of Jamies that were, like, not cool, you wouldn't want to call your son Jamie.
Well, let's go through the baby names. Come on. I think this is fine.
I'm really not sharing them because people are going to go, oh, wow, great idea, and they're going to steal my names.
They're already names.
I only want one of my child out there.
They're already names.
No. There's probably only one apple, Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter.
No, there isn't. There'll be loads of apples.
Well, there you go.
How are
they
going to Google
copycats?
How many apples do you think there are in the world?
Well, it's obviously going to give you the number of fruit, which will be loads.
They think... How many people are called apple in...
I don't really care, to be honest.
Yeah, but I care. In 1971, over 422 girls' names were called apple. That's in 1971.
What, in, like, South America? Like, that was such a... Like South, you know, like Caroline, like Apple.
In Southern America.
Southern America, that's what I meant.
Okay, I'm going to put out my names though. Like, I like...
Why would you do that once again?
I like Rufio. That's what I think. From Peter Pan. I love the name Rufio. I think it would be very cool to call my child Rufio.
Rufio.
Rufio. Rufio, where are you?
Where are you, Rufio?
Rufio.
Oh, Rufio, you're so naughty.
Come on, just give me one of your baby names and then we can move on.
I know you're continuing. Come on, Rufio.
Just give me one of them.
Rocco.
Okay, Rocco's not one of them.
Rocco Chocolate, yeah.
And Laurie's another.
Laurie was like just a flip off the old... because you said you wanted like double-barreled names, so I was like Laurie Lang.
Flip of the old arm.
Lila, Lola. Now you've ruined it. You're so angry.
I'm so angry.
I'm so angry at you.
You've now got me into Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
You got me into Love Island. And guys, okay, I want to know what you think about this. Okay, we started watching Love Island last night. And this was like so ridiculous. Sophie, again, you've done the same thing again that you did to me in the flight. Like, there's this bloke who's on Love Island, and his name's Luca.
Oh, that's what it was. Because we wanted to call our son Luca, and that's where it came from.
Sorry, our future child's name did not come from the guy from Love Island. That is not...
It did to me, quite like it. No, it just, Sophie, it's all connected.
You turned to me while Love Island was on, and you went... Find him really fit?
No, I did not. Yes, I said he's the fittest. No, I said he's got like a nurse about him, like something. He's fit, like he's got chat. I think he's quite cool. His real white veneers as well, really, Tamia. Covered in tattoos, just how I like them.
You did. You can't say. Imagine if I said one of the girls was quite fit.
You did. You went and stalked that Kathy girl or whatever she called.
Kathy?
The 19-year-old. You were like, oh, what's her name? Instagram?
No, I didn't. I said Gemma Owen.
Yeah. Ooh, screenshot. Try and say that three times.
Screenshot.
I have a speech impediment.
Yes, you do.
That is my issue.
You can't... I think it's unfair, though.
Guys, do we think Luca, anyone who's watching Love Island, Luca's got a bit of chat about him. Like, he's got something about him. I like him.
Yeah, I know. I understand
that.
The
rest of them are... Oof.
Crazy. They're not cool?
The chat is just quite toe-curling. Something's wrong with me.
What is wrong with you?
Something's wrong with me. I'm getting all my words back to front. Like, worse than normal.
Curl-telling.
It's worse than normal. It must be that, like, lights that you put on me.
Oh, God.
What? This the amount of times. Let's count how many times you go, oh, God.
What's wrong with saying, oh, God? Dealing with you sometimes is like, oh, God.
No, dealing with you and your game-a-thon.
Oh, my God, Sophie.
Jamie's got into a nighttime regime where he goes, bedtime for me, I think. Sorry, that yawn was unbelievable. He goes, bedtime for me, I think. I'm like, it's 9:30. And he's like, come on. So I get upstairs, rush upstairs, brush my teeth, get into bed. He stays downstairs for an hour and a half gaming.
So if you go to bed at like 8:30.
You tell me to go to bed at 9:30. You go bedtime for me. So I don't like staying up on my own. You know I don't, I guess. I don't like it. So I rush upstairs. I'm like, don't go to bed without me. And then he just stays downstairs for an hour gaming. It's like a ploy you have to like get me upstairs so you get the TV to yourself.
We also had the other night where you had this nightmare and all I could feel was scratching next to me. And I was
terrifying.
Like, and I was like, what is this? And then you just you had your eye mask on. It was like some weird ant next to me just like scratching me. I was like, what the hell's going on? And you just went, nightmare.
With my face like that, but
it was also bright sunshine outside. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. You had this bright...
Three. The light's coming up at 3.
The sunrise is not at 3.
It is.
Should we get on with our listeners' yes. messages? Once again, thank you so much for sending in all your messages. And we have our email account, which is contact@nearlywedspodcast.com. Send us anything you want on the email. We love to hear your stories, anything at all. You can also still slide into our DMs @nearlywedspodcast. We love that as well.
We also had the funnest experience the other day. We were walking down the street and a guy who was jogging ran past us and pulled his headphone up. I went, love you guys. I'm listening to your Nearlyweds now.
He was listening to it when he ran past.
Yeah. That was really quite cool. He didn't realise how loud he was because he had these big old beats in my nearly.
And then the AD went, whoa!
Honestly, made my day. But scared the shit out of me. I was like, what? What's happened?
Sophie has this thing. When people come up to her and ask her questions, she just screams in their face.
I'm so jumpy. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't know why you scream like
not
that.
Me.
But what I thought would be quite fun, though, is if you are listening to our podcast and you walk past us, come up to us and tell us that, because we really love it. If you're not listening to the podcast, don't come up and say that. But if you're listening to the podcast...
Guys, you really don't have to come up and tell us that. Jamie just wants like validation. You do not have to do that.
100% come up.
How many think people on the street do you think are just walking past us and just listening to the podcast?
Loads. Loads of people.
Stop it.
I think loads of people are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I think loads of people are. So come up and say something to us, because we love to hear from you. Or the other one could be, is if you're... What, the weirdest place that you're...
I know that you want to do... This is what Jamie wants to do. He wants to shout out to people's engagements. So he wants you guys to write in, say that you've got engaged, and he wants us to go, we just want to say congratulations to you, so-and-so. That's...
Yeah, I think that'd be lovely. Or the weirdest place that you're listening to the podcast, why don't you let us know if it's a really weird place? You might be, I don't know, on the loo. You might be doing a stool sample. You know,
might be having sex.
Might be having sex listening to our podcast.
Yeah, I quite like to know that. Come on, guys.
All right. Also, by the way, Gary Hunt sent us in a message. You know that we talked about a poo hammock.
No, what's that? Oh, your toilet paper situation.
Yeah, the toilet paper. This is a poo hammock, is where you put toilet paper in the loo and so you don't get splashed back.
Yeah.
It's also called a crash mat.
This podcast talks far too much about poo and loos and everything to do with them.
Imagine a poo was a human, all onto a little pillow.
You also have a lovely time, don't they?
I always think the funniest thing would be, is because no one ever does this, right? Sorry, last time I'll talk about poo, I promise.
Oh, okay,
this is
sure.
The last time. But I always think the funniest thing in the world is, why does everyone go to the loo, you wipe your bum.
No.
I did it. You wipe your bum and then everyone stands up and looks at it.
No, they don't. Genuinely, they do not. I have never in my life done that.
No,
I swear on my life. Genuinely, you have said this to me before and I'm like, but no one does that.
Everyone stands up.
No,
and they
don't.
Turn around. Just and they you. Look at their poo.
Just you. I have never stood up. Why would you? That is so...
What would be the... Imagine if you turned around and you looked at the poo and the poo went, hello.
No, imagine, you've lost it. You've really lost
imagine
it.
Imagine if the poo did go...
No, you really...
Hello.
You. What happened to you as a child? No. Okay.
Have I not told you that story, though, before?
What, I'll when your that. Poo said hello to you? No, funnily enough, you haven't. I just can't. There's, like, lowbrow, and then you are just taking these podcasts down, down, down.
Listeners' messages... Here we go. This is from the lovely Cara Johnson-Webster. When Jamie mentioned funny stories, this got me thinking back to my own wedding. So we had a couple of things go wrong the day before. My poor mum ended up in hospital with sepsis and was only allowed out for the day. And as soon as we cut the cake, she had to go back into hospital. To add to this, my mum and dad's dog suddenly became ill and passed away. Also the day before, my husband-to-be spent the day picking up the dead dog, digging a grave in my parents' garden, and burying the dog. All the trauma I was glad when we finally walked down the aisle and married. We then sat down for speeches, and I was so excited to hear what my father was going to say about me, how beautiful I was, how fabulous my husband-to-be was. But no, my father stood up and said... We lost our little Ivy yesterday, and thank you for coming, and then sat down. It was actually really funny. We all couldn't stop laughing, and we always remembered the speech. He stood up and just said, we lost our little Ivy, talking about this dog.
Oh my God, that's so bad. That's like Monica from Friends, you know, when she's at the parents' anniversary.
Yeah.
She stands up and she likes talks about the dog dying to try and get everyone to cry. Do you remember?
Do you think I'm going to cry at our speech?
I don't think there'll be tears, but you'll be like...
What do you mean? Do it again?
You know how you do.
No.
You're like, whenever we fight, like, save you. Why? Why did you do this? And you, like, flick your eye, but there's no...
Order. You think I fake cry to you?
You've never shed a tear.
Are you joking?
No, you haven't. I've never seen a tear go up. I've seen your face scrunch up like you're crying, but there's been no tears.
I cried in front of you before when I
you
watched
haven't.
A movie. Yeah, what about when we watched that one about the boy?
Koji.
Koji? No, not Koji.
Oh, the space
that's,
boy.
That's Louise Thompson's dog. That's your ex-boyfriend's sister's dog.
No,
Koji.
No. There is a dog called
Catchy.
Hatchy.
Oh my God, guys. Listeners who listen, if you ever want to watch a movie about a dog, it's got Richard Gere in it.
Unbelievable.
It's called Hatchy. About a dog.
I feel emotional. Thank you. Sophie, no, you just don't know. Guys, you just don't know.
Sophie and I watched it in lockdown and Sophie turned to me. She was crying so much and she said, why would you do this to me?
It was awful.
Why would you make me watch this movie?
It was actually the pain in my heart.
Okay. Dilemmas.
Okay. Hi. So we're going to keep this one anonymous. Bit of a dilemma. My fiancé and I are getting married in September in Ibiza. He hasn't had loads to do with it, the planning, which is ideal because I just want to do it my way. However, I don't know how to tell him that my ex-boyfriend has offered to pay a large sum of our wedding, which means I can plan my perfect wedding. Sorry? Which, in all honesty, is the least he could do because he owes me for years of therapy. I know if my fiancé knew he would be fuming, naturally. What do I do? I want to have the wedding of my dreams with the love of my life, but also I don't know if this is too big a secret to keep from him or not.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. If I found out that
you're literally asking for a divorce.
If you imagine if I asked my ex-girlfriend to pay for our wedding and didn't tell you.
I'd rather be like to her, are you okay, hon? Like, why would you want to do that?
Weirdly, I think if your ex-boyfriend or one of your ex-boyfriends said, here's some cash for the wedding, I think you go, oh, cheers. I think you would say thanks.
I'd be like, you're obsessed with me. I'd be like, we need a restraining order. Like, that's weird. She's like, that's so bizarre. Why do you want to pay?
How weird is that?
That is so weird. I'm sorry, but I find so funny about this is that it's not even weird to you. You're genuinely contemplating it. You're like, is it too big of a secret? Literally, surely you'll get a divorce after this. Like, it's wild.
That is crazy that that happens.
But why is the boyfriend willing to pay? Like, what sort of fucked up things did he do to her? Yeah,
he's trying to get his claws in. That's what he's trying to do. What would you do then? Say yes or no. What would you do, Soph?
I'd say absolutely not. I'd tell you straight away. I'd be like, do you think we should spend this? Like, we could just take the money and like, but I would not lie to you. I'd be like, look, if he wants to do it, give us some cash. Fine, but I'd let you know and make the decision with me.
He wants to give us some cash, fair enough, but I'd let you know.
He won't be coming to the wedding, though.
He just gives the money. Okay, here we go. I got one from Chloe Davies, who says, loving the podcast so much. So my fiance Alex wants to walk down the aisle. I've told him no. That's just got to be the bride. I can imagine Jamie wants this too. I'd love to walk down the aisle.
You know that that doesn't happen.
I know it doesn't happen, but I
so
think
so what do you
cool.
think will happen with you?
I think I should walk down the aisle first.
No, that's not what happens.
Yes.
You're already stood at the top.
I'm walking down the aisle first. So everyone turns and they go like that. They make that noise. Let that breath in. I then get to the top.
It says so sharp.
Oh, why don't we mix it up? Why don't you wait at the top and I'll walk down the aisle?
Yeah, perfect. I can't wait to do that. I'll stand at the top.
You stand at the top and I'll walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
Holding
everyone
my mum.
Everyone will cry with that as
they
well.
They would 100%. If I was holding my mum's hand.
Sobbing, because you will look like a vision. Don't you worry.
Okay. Anyway, continue. We got engaged in Dublin. Was a postponed COVID trip. We stay in this super lush hotel. And we had champagne in the room getting ready before dinner. I thought he was feeling really bougie as we were on holiday. And then Alex was like, let's go on the balcony to see the stars. This is how the conversation continued. No, it's cold and I've got a dress on. Come on, it's so lovely. No, I don't want to. Right, I'm going. He stands on his own outside.
No, that's very
He stands on his own outside for a while. I eventually go out to look and we were looking out on this beautiful view and he got down on one knee. Wish I hadn't been such a little bitch about going outside.
Oh, no. That's.
I love it. You would do the same.
I wouldn't. You would do the same. You wouldn't just like adapt. You would be like, I'm going outside then without you.
You would do. I love it how he was stubborn. I'm just going to stand out here and just do
I know in the freezing cold. Just.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one too. Another anonymous. I'm currently planning my wedding for February and have come across a slight dilemma. Recently, my best friends have got married and they have used my favourite song as their processional song. So that's the song they wore down the aisle to.
Yeah, I got it.
My fiancé and I had our first date at this artist's concert and so we really want to incorporate his music into our wedding ceremony. I could ask if they don't mind me using this song again, but I kind of want something unique for my wedding and I'm not sure if it's poor form to walk down the aisle to the same song my best friend walked down the aisle to. Advice would be much appreciated. Thank you and love you guys. Oh, I'd be like... What are you doing?
I went to a wedding where my friend had some great music and I think I want to use the music. They had the Jurassic Park theme tune. I think that'd be so cool.
No.
The Jurassic
Park...
Do it. Da-da-da-da-da-da... No, that's... Star Wars.
Go on then, do it. Do the Jurassic Park.
All I've got weirdly in my head is old MacDonald had a farm.
That you're losing the plot. That's the first sign of mentalness.
No, what is the Jurassic Park?
I don't know. I'm too young for that movie.
Sophie comes in. Da-da-da. Music louder. Da-da-da.
Raise Jamie, those eyebrows higher.
Jamie comes in. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Everyone gets up. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It sounds like you're going to kill me or something. It's like murder. I feel stressed. What music do we think we actually will do?
Oh, I know a good one. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
God, are you lightheaded from that?
I feel terrible. I might just sing that as you walk down the aisle.
You there.
As you walk down the aisle, I'm going to direct it all. Da-da-da. Everyone stand up. Da-da. Come save me. Da-da-da. Because we can't afford it. We blew the budget on the venue. Looking at everyone, come on. Come on.
Well, I'm really envisioning everyone like. Oh my God. Imagine your mama, Jonathan. Be for Sandy.
You walking down.
Oh, my stomach hurts. My stomach hurts. Okay. Oh God. I don't think anyone will mind that money. But I really envision that. Woo.
That was great.
Oh God. Okay. So our answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do it.
Okay, moving on. Don't think you can do it either. Find another song.
You must have to ask her, and maybe she'll be like, oh, of course you can. Then you don't have to. Otherwise, I would personally be a bit like, oh.
Find another song. Okay. I have an outrageous story to end on. You know I check through all the DMs and messages. And things
I do
that. Okay. Whenever I reply, sometimes you do reply, and I know it's a lot of the time it is you, but they always want it to be you. No, every single time I message anyone, they want it to be you. I swear my life, every single time.
Okay, come on.
Anyway, I came across this message, which was a voice note.
Oh, I can't wait.
No. So, okay, hold your horses.
What do you mean, no?
And they didn't want this story to come out, but I said it's so good and so outrageous.
But why would they write in if they didn't want us?
He or she was loving the podcast so much. They said, this is just for your listening pleasure. So I wrote him back saying, please, can I please do this?
God.
And they went, okay, go on, go for it.
I'm literally getting myself comfy.
So this is a bit outrageous.
Okay.
So one of my best friends went to one of her colleague's weddings. The colleague was the bride, and my friend went by herself, which is always daunting. But the colleague and her were close, so my friend got a room in the place the bride was staying. Anyway, my friend started chatting to part of the groom's party, and they were getting on famously. Things were looking up, but basically another girl at the wedding got so obliterated that she spewed all over herself. And my friend, being the wonderful woman she is, said, don't worry, you can come up to my room, have a shower and lie down, and then you can sleep it off in my bed. So the stranger in her bed, my friend goes back down to the party, gets talking to the bloke. Things go well, but the party is starting to end and people are going home. So the bloke says, I hear you've got a room here. Let's go up. But my friend says, blast. But I put that in there, blast, because I thought it'd be dramatic. Blast, there's a girl already in, and I'm not going to be able to share it. Anyway, the bride and the groom have noticed the two getting on. My friend says she can't go anywhere as there's this girl in her bed. So the bride and the groom invite them up to their bridal suite to keep the party going. And so my friend and her bloke look at each other and say, yeah, we could do that. So they all went up to the honeymoon suite, cracked the drinks open, and ended up having a foursome together.
No.
The bride and groom consummated their marriage with two guests.
No, 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 and no.
There's one more bit to this.
No,
which is so outrageous. I think I might have to save it to the end.
No, say it now.
I don't think I can say it now.
Yeah, you can.
No, we're going to save it to the end. So
no, I'm on the edge of my seat, please.
I'm going to save it to the
end. I can't. I need to know what he, like, did something.
We're going to save it to the end of the podcast.
Why do you want to save it?
It's a lot to handle.
Oh, my God.
And people may not like it.
What do you mean?
Well, I found it a lot, and I talk about poo a lot. I found it a lot.
Oh,
it's nothing to do with poo.
God.
It's nothing to do with poo.
They did anal, and she shat herself.
She didn't.
Well, what is it then?
She did anal. I'll tell you at the end.
God's sake, that is just not, that's just not, I'm not sure that's right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, thank you for all your listeners' messages. Hendu update.
Hendu update with Jamie Cameron and Hendu. You're on flying form,
was
I must
on good
say.
Form?
Yeah. You are so good when you drink wine and no spirits. That's what we've realised with Jamie. He can drink one spirit and he is no bueno.
Should we describe what happened? So we arrive at the airport. We go from Heathrow Airport and our flight's delayed.
You were quite antsy-pantsy. Oh, do you want to say what
happened? I felt anxious because I was like surrounded by loads of women and I didn't really know how to act. Like on a stag do, it's like pints and Wetherspoons before.
You were also really angry because you tried to pack like all your outfits the night before and a jumper went missing. And I've never... If you think Jamie's happy, he really actually genuinely is always
so
like
unfair.
This. You are always like
so
this.
So you lost my jumper?
No, I'm giving you a compliment. You are always happy. If you want to see the Scorpio that is in him, lose an item of his clothing, whether it's a pair of boxers, a Nike sock. It is like the hell broke loose and he is like coming down on you. Like you almost will break up with me over it.
It was midnight and you'd lost my jumper and I was trying to find it and I was upset.
Didn't the laundrette lost it?
No, I think you still lost it and you have. Because Sophie, also you shrunk so many of my jumpers and hidden them.
Two jumpers.
Three.
No, two and lost one.
There you go. What have I lost of yours? Apart from your heart, baby. Lost it? But I found it and mended it like a little ark.
Oh no, we've lost the plot. Anyway, so we get to the airport. You're still talking. The next morning, still talking about the jumper.
We get to the airport and we get through security and everyone's there. And what do? Sophie goes, I'm really hungry. We go to Fortnum and Mason's and have scrambled eggs and smoked salmon.
Yeah, lovely. What else are we meant to do?
Go to the pub, do some shots.
I had a Bloody Mary.
You did have
you
a Bloody
Mary.
You
didn't, pussy.
Okay, fine. I didn't know
how. Use your Lady Grey tea with oat milk, please.
It's Earl Grey tea.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Anyway, the hen, Georgie LaRue, being on the podcast, one of my greatest friends in the world, arrives. She's looking stunning.
Looks amazing.
Her sister's there, all of friends that she has who I know very well. That you don't really know anyone, do you?
I didn't know anyone in that group. Yeah, I knew a couple of girls coming out afterwards, but they were like the nicest people ever. And now I feel like I know them really well.
And then we get on the flight. It's been delayed. It's okay. We land in Barcelona and we go and stay in, can you guess, Soho House.
Sorry, it was just the funnest time. Like, I keep looking back and I get a bit sad that just so... Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, it's quite sad it's over. I want to go back out.
It was so fun. We started then. This is not like a stag do. Also, I can't tell you, and I'm just going to say this. You guys, being a guy amongst how many? It was 10 girls? Like, that's quite intimidating.
Yeah, I did think, oh God, the chat. I actually enjoyed it because I thought for once that you'll realise that I'm just not really girly. Like, girls actually just all do talk about the same thing.
You just talk about this, you just gossip so much. There was so much gossiping going on, I couldn't even tell you. And then everyone just thought I was gay. That's what everyone thought I was.
No, but also, it was like 35 so degrees. And obviously, all the girls, no one really wanted to sit in the sun because, like, we all wear sun cream, blah, blah, blah. Jamie's like, don't worry, I'll sit. Trump being the gentleman, I'll sit in the sun. He was dripping. And we were just all there drinking our rosé in the shade.
I was so hot. I can't tell you. I was so hot and I was burning. And I just didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to ruin the party. Anyway, we had some drinks, which was really fun. We then kind of says, you cried on the first evening. You cried.
Why? You were mean.
You cried on the first evening on someone else's hen.
No, I didn't. For five seconds, I had.
You cried on
because
someone
you were mean. So then you made me cry,
and you had to be consoled by someone else who's on the hen.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they did. They said, "Are you
liar?"
They said, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, because
you had never met her.
They snuck up to me later and they said, "Just so you know, we know Jamie's a bit of a nightmare. He plays the nice guy, but."
That is the biggest lie.
That's true, the biggest lie. I wasn't going to bring it up. You chose to. Okay. Anyway, I cried for a fleeting 1 second.
We then go for dinner. Lovely dinner. It was amazing. We had this great time. We're just all enjoying ourselves. Not the rest of the hen hasn't arrived. She had two people surprise her, which was amazing.
Amazing.
Our friend Tally and our friend Lil, they surprised her. That was great. We then, some people go home. We decide to go where?
Pasha.
We decide to go to Pasha.
Oh my God,
nightclub.
I do remember I stole the bottle. Which was worth it because they charged you £500 to get it.
We never drank it and they charged me £500, which I paid for. And we just stood in a club looking at each other. What I didn't realise is everyone felt bad that I had paid for the table. And so everyone was staying there. In my head, I was going, this is shit. I was like, this is so bad. And then we finally found out that everyone wanted to go, so we leave. Georgie asked for a refund. They said no, so you took the bottle.
Yeah, well done. Can I get a hoorah?
We wake up the next day. It's the boat day party.
Can't wait.
Here we go. We get on it. Jamie has organised the boat.
No, we've got to mention that we are literally kitted out in Gigi and Olive. We get given a basket with personalised names on. I mean, it was so well done, everything.
Is this what Hindus are like?
No, that was like unbelievable. Like no one gets given a little basket. I'll show you guys a photo, like with unpersonalised names. We had personalised like itineraries. Like it was incredible.
We had a hangover kit.
We had scrunchies. We had pyjamas with our personalised names stitched into them.
Where are my pyjamas?
I packed them. We also got given napkins with personalised names.
What? We had all... Where am I at this point?
I packed them all. You also... Jamie had took a business call, guys, at 10. The car was coming at 10. And Georgie was like, not being funny, but we're going to miss the boat. And also, everyone's just going to think it was me, like, taking ages to get ready. So we get into the car. They've all been sat in this taxi beating hot sand on them. Finally, we get to the boat. And it was pretty amazing, wasn't it? Bruno.
Bruno was the...
driver.
Sorry.
You alright?
He's not called the driver.
Do you not remember I got you Rennies? I got him to go out and get us Rennies and a little man on a boat came over, speedboat, brum, brum, and he chucked these Rennies.
He was not a driver. Do you know what?
A skipper.
A skipper. He was a skipper. We had this amazing boat day, which was really fun. I thought you and Bruno, the skipper, were going to hook up.
Oh, he asked for my number at the end of the boat and I said, that's my boyfriend. But he would have thought you were gay.
Perfect. So that's acceptable. Anyway, we had this big boat day. Think of what's different between a hen and a stag. All right, this is what it worked out. It's much kinder hens. Stag is all about, let's see how long we cannot sleep for. Let's see how long we can drink for. Let's see this. Where hens are just quite lovely and nice.
Yeah, they're lovely and nice.
We then get in the car to go to the villa, which was outside of Barcelona. And you were in a different car to me. You weren't in my car. The guy pulled us over.
Because
I was drinking a cider in the back of the car.
Rogue, that you drank a cider. Where did you get that from?
I got it from the shop. I was drinking a cider. And he pulled me over. He said, in Spanish, I couldn't understand it, but I assume he was saying, don't drink that at the back of the car. And I tried to claim it was agua. I went, agua, agua. He took a swig out of it. And then he took a swig. Yes, he did. He took a swig out of it to prove that it wasn't water.
No, that's so stupid of you. It was in a cider bottle.
Anyway, we get to that house. The house is wonderful. We have a great time. We're just drinking. We're playing games. I got a little drunk.
Jamie, so I went for a nap one afternoon and I woke up after 40 minutes and Jamie was like in the bedroom. He was like, where's the sun cream? And I was like, is everyone still napping? He was like, everyone's still napping. Just sleep, sleep, sleep. I woke up to a text from my friend saying, no one's napping. Jamie's like, you just wanted like me to sleep and miss the whole party.
Everyone was still out drinking. And Sophie, you were so tired. I said, don't worry, you just keep sleeping. Everyone's asleep. And everyone was up.
So I missed a whole day, basically.
Yeah, you missed a whole day. We then get back. It was just the best time. Just so much fun. And the wildest thing we did, we got into Barcelona airport and we had a McDonald's.
That was quite wild.
I haven't had a McDonald's in years.
It was so disappointing, guys. Like, so disappointing. When I remember McDonald's, the chips used to be soggy and, like, full of oil. These were, like, so healthy. They were, like, not even crispy.
We had a McDonald's. You ate three burgers.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You ate a chicken burger. You ate my burger.
No, I'm vegan.
And you ate a hamburger. Yeah, but you said you...
I did. I took the bun off the hamburger, to be fair.
You ate three burgers and 20 nuggets.
No, I did not eat 20 nuggets. You threw away half of them.
You ate 20 nuggets.
Well, you ate...
what?
A huge bloody curry when we got home. So, want to name a shame? There you go.
It was a great time.
It was a really fun. That was a really fun time. I'm so excited for the wedding.
The big thing about our wedding, which we have coming up, is we have to discover what we're going to drink. And this is really hard at the moment to discover what we want to drink and things like that. So you and I this week, we went to champagne tasting. Yeah.
You've got an alcove just straight ahead. And I'm
in here. Thank you so much. Look at this. Do you want to sit here?
I'm so hot, my shit.
Have you got your booze underneath there? Let's take it off.
No, I don't have booze under there. Just strap on. What do you think?
Who are we about to meet?
Johnny Fizz.
The guy who took us to champagne tasting is called
Johnny Fizz.
His name is Johnny Fizz.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah, but I need to go for a wee first.
Okay.
You don't even like champagne. I love it. But what I'm panicking about is not eating. Hello.
He's the ambassador for Perrier Jouet. Just want to let you know that this is not a sponsor. We just tried the champagne. Anyway, this is what Johnny Fizz said to us, describing the story of how Perrier and Jouet met.
Perrier Jouet is all based around a love story, a wedding.
Oh my God, tell me.
So in 1810, the year before this business started, 24-year-old Epinay man, France, Epinay Champagne, Pierre-Nicolas Perrier, marries 19-year-old Rosemary Adèle Jouet.
Oh!
Husband and wife. And a year later,
I love that.
They start a business between them using her maiden name. She'd given up her maiden name. They weren't hyphenated in day to life. They were just Monsieur Madame Perrier.
Yeah.
And we think it's a statement of love, the families coming together, etc. But I think actually probably more truthful than anything else, Adèle, as she was known, Adèle Jouet, 20 years old when this business started, a year after our wedding, she wasn't just the wife, she was a 50% business partner.
Yeah,
this is 1811. This is only 30 years after the French Revolution.
Wow.
This is 4 years before the Battle of Waterloo. You know, not a woman's world.
No, not a woman's world at all.
Business world. And now, over 2 centuries later, from the same address, the same buildings, some of the same vineyards, but probably most importantly, the same style, because this is their style of wine. That's what the house does, Champagne House, perpetuates the style year in, year out. We've only had 8 winemakers. In over 2 centuries.
No way.
Yeah, and we've only just changed last one 2 years ago, and we've now got a lady in charge. So for the first time since right back at the beginning, we've got a lady in charge again.
It's amazing.
I've always got a goosebump here.
Yeah, that's
I love
amazing.
The story.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So that's Perrier Jouet.
Do you like it a lot?
That is heaven.
If we set up a business together, what would it be?
Habulang. Slang.
No, it's not. I'm not thinking of the title. I'm thinking of what we would do. What would the business...
Jafy.
No, that's the name. I'm not thinking of the name. What would we do as a business, you and I together?
Habby.
That's, again, the name.
That one's quite a good one, though.
That's, again, the name.
Okay, what would we do?
Forget the name. It's what would we do as a business, you and I together. This is what we would do.
What would we do?
Come on, give me something. Interior design company?
No, you've got terrible taste. We both like food, but you have no palate.
Okay.
Social media, you love, I don't.
Okay, so we can't do that.
Alcohol, you don't like any of it. I like it all. What would we do? Poo.
We would. That's great.
You
idea.
Create a poo hammock.
That's great. You would. We would.
No, it's disgusting. I don't want to put my name to that.
We would. Our company would be called Habamak. Do you need a hapoo? If you need a hapoo, don't worry, we've got you covered.
No.
We're going to create poo hammocks.
I don't want to be the crash mat for poos.
That's what we are.
And every have you had. Just got our face on them, like.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's a crash mat or a poo hammock, and you put it into the loo, and so you get no splashback, and it's got Sophie or mine's face on it.
No one gets a splashback anyway, you sicko.
And it's called a hapoo. And it says on it, have you had a hapoo?
Now, where's your bloody name in that? I'm not having my name painted to this.
Have you had a poo? That's so
I good. Get it.
Champagne, real champagne, the original, if you like, has to come from champagne, but there's many, many more things. We have to use glass, we have to use real cork, we have to bottle ferment in every single individual bottle.
Wow.
It's a massively complex
And traditional.
Very traditional.
Why do you want to have champagne at our wedding, by the way?
Well, I just love champagne. So what do you mean? As
you're not meant to drink it out of a flute. We found that out.
Well, no. See, this is the thing. You're not meant to. However, I will say, and you're not meant to drink it as cold as we drink it. I personally, that is how I like it. So I probably don't like the actual taste of champagne. It did taste more like wine the way we were having it. Like you're meant to get the bubbles out of it.
Yeah. But there's something called riddling, which is really interesting, is where you basically you become a riddler.
And riddling is the process of moving the bottle and raising it slightly. And like that, raise it slightly, and that, raise it right. And if you're doing riddling by hand, I've got a wooden rack in front of me.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 48 bottles in a rack facing me. And after 20-minute warm-up in the morning, literally a warm-up to get the wrist going, you start.
Oh, my God.
How many bottles a day can a riddler do?
Oh, my God, a lot, I would say.
Oh, it's France, so there's an hour for lunch, obviously.
Oh, obviously. So
I don't think they could do that much.
Yes,
they could. I think they could do
24. 24? Oh, 24 bottles.
Yeah, but they
bottles.
Don't just...
Oh, my God, I was going to get for 1,000.
It's about 40,000.
40,000 bottles in a day. 24?
Interesting fact for you, okay? When you've done all the riddling that you can, the sediment's at the bottom of the champagne bottle. You then freeze that, you cut that off, and then you fill up the champagne bottle back to the top with the champagne. The reason why you have foil on champagne bottles is because some people would...
Back in the day,
wouldn't fill the champagne bottle back to the top, so it would cover up the fact that you realize that your bottle wasn't that full.
Yep. And also to get the bubbles, didn't they have to put sugar in, and just a tiny bit?
Don't know.
So the more bubbles you have, the more sugary the alcohol is. So like a Verve's quite bubbly. And Perrier, Jouet, how do you say it?
And it's Jouet, not Jouet.
Jouet.
Soft tea.
How do you say Moët?
Moët.
I said
Moët. Yeah,
yeah.
You were like, no.
Moët. You had to go Moët. Do you
know
what I'm saying?
No.
No, nor do I. I don't know why I did that.
Absolutely not.
I literally looked at you like, no.
I'm going to put out there, Soph. I know you love champagne. I just think it's overrated.
No, it's the best drink in the world.
For a drinks reception at a wedding, yep, in Spain, hot, all that kind of stuff,
yep,
what would you think would be a good one?
Well, it depends on your budget, number one. Obviously, a wedding is going to be probably quite a long day. If it's really hot, of course you do, you know what I mean? But you almost don't want alcohol. You don't want anything to... You want,
yeah,
it to play.
Yeah, refreshing drinks.
But think about... If, I assume this is your wedding you're talking about specifically. Think about what the food is you're going to be serving, you know, sort of canapes. Because food and wine pairing is...
Blanc-de-blanc.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I think we should have at our wedding? I think we should have tequila shots at the beginning.
When everyone comes in?
Yeah, you should have your...
Have a shot before I walk down the aisle. No thanks.
Little
it's
shot.
It's like a Las Vegas like event.
So you get a little shot with your name on it. You do it. Everyone feels a bit buzzed. Lovely.
No, everyone gets a glass of champagne.
No champagne. You then go straight through. Everyone should have like a pint.
You don't even drink pints.
Yeah, but
I actually like beer.
Okay.
You don't.
Let's everyone have a shandy then. Whatever you want.
You are quite shandy. If you were an alcoholic drink, it would be a shandy.
I think we should have cocktails at our wedding. We should have cocktails, and we should have espresso martinis, and we should have margaritas.
No.
And I should go behind the bar and flare a drink for everyone. That's
Yes,
that's what's going to happen.
You're just going to try and get all the attention. It's just going to be annoying. I do think we should have little stalls like a margarita bar, Aperol bar.
Sorry, are we at a festival?
What, different bars? What do you mean?
We can't have different bars. How many barmen are we going to
have? Well, I just think there should be just an app, maybe like a margarita bar in general, because we both love a margarita. Well, I do.
Could you tell one from the other in the champagne?
Yeah, massively. The vintage champagne, I could tell so differently to the others.
No, you can't. Your palate.
Yes. You could. Jamie. The vintage tasted so different. I don't actually think I've ever had a vintage champagne.
Okay, so this is the vintage one. Here we go.
Okay, this one tastes so different. Okay, something about it smells really toffee to me.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, I smell the toffee as well.
Honey.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
That's wonderful sunshine beating down on those Chardonnay grapes.
That's my favourite.
Through the summer of 2013.
That's my favourite.
I'm not sure I like vintage champagne.
No, I agree. They were all delicious, mm-hmm, but like it is, you know, it is taste, right?
I always think that the Grand Brut is a bit, bonjour, monsieur. Yeah, it's bright and it's fresh.
Yeah.
This one is more, bonsoir, monsieur.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a bit more.
I actually did like the vintage champagne, but you liked the cheapest one. That was your favourite.
I'm a cheap date, I'll tell you that. I'm a cheap...
Serve Blanc is your favourite,
I'm a cheap bloody date, I'll tell you that. Ah, thank you to Johnny Fizz for taking us on our journey of champagne that we're not going to have at our wedding anymore because we don't want champagne.
What are you talking about? We're having champagne.
Okay, we're having champagne. Right, we got to that time of the podcast which we all love. It is time for
Reverse Mr. and Mrs. Da-da-da-dum-dum.
We've got to get a jingle for that. Okay, today we're going to talk about, for Reverse Mr. and Mrs., our favourite book.
Okay,
so I have to guess.
Oh, book genre or book?
No, not genre.
You wouldn't have a bloody clue what my favourite book is.
Well, I think I would know what your favourite book
You've never read a book, so I will struggle. No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
Since I've known you, you have not read a single book. You're still on page 15 of Richard Osman.
Oh my God, I read Dolly Alderton's book. I read that.
No.
Oh, that was before you. Yeah, that was before your time.
That was not before my time. Yes, I was. You read half of it.
Okay, guess what my favourite book is?
Well, you're going to say Richard Osman because it's the only book you've ever read.
It's the Bible.
That's just ridiculous.
It is. It's
say the real book. You're not even christened.
Yes, I am christened.
Are you?
Yes.
You're not christened.
Yes, I am, Sophie.
You wore a little dress.
Yes, I'm christened. Try and guess my favourite book. You have no clue.
How many books have
read
you read in your
read
life?
Read a book.
How many?
Loads.
How many? How
I'll
many?
Name them off.
How
Holes. Many?
Holes?
Holes.
Where they made the movie of.
Yeah, Holes.
What, when you were at school?
Yeah, Junk. That's another one.
What?
Jane Eyre. Let me keep going. Chaucer.
Jane Eyre you didn't read.
Yes, I did.
You watched the movie.
No, I didn't.
And you did it for your English A level.
No, I didn't. Bertha Mason. Mice of Men. Oh, living off the fat of the land, are you? That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. I've read loads. My favourite book is Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis, his autobiography. Do you know what your favourite book is?
What?
Probably Adrian Mole.
I did actually.
Yeah, I knew you would, because he was measuring his penis and you thought that was funny.
No, it wasn't. What sort of book is my favourite book?
Honestly, do you know
yours? There is one author that I love, like, surely you know.
Yours would be if Desperate Housewives had a book.
No, yes. I like to visualise that because I like it. They're pretty. Books, I'm very the opposite. Like, couldn't be more opposite.
I want to say this to the listeners, by the way. So I've known Sophie for a long time. Since we've been dating, okay, which is 3 years.
It's longer than 3 years.
Okay, well, whenever how long it is.
Oh my God, our anniversary, we've missed it.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
It's this weekend. No. Have you forgotten? Oh my God.
No, wait.
You've forgotten our anniversary.
Is it our 4 years?
It's this weekend, yes. You better bought me something. Are you joking? You forgot.
You forgot it.
No, I didn't.
It's the 10th of July.
No, it's not.
Oh my God, it's true. Good job I booked a lovely little getaway for us then, didn't
no,
I?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I booked it. We're going with a bunch of friends.
So?
That's I not it. A room.
Yeah, but you don't like to spend time with me. Like, anyway, tell me my book. I'm sorry. I did remember it. I remembered it right now.
I don't care about your favourite book anymore. But what I was going to say about Desperate Housewives. Sophie, how many seasons are there of Desperate Housewives? 15? 16?
Eight
seasons with 15 episodes in each one. Sophie has rewatched it 4 times.
Yeah.
From 1 to 8.
Started
four
last
times.
Night again.
Oh my God, Hannah, you cannot.
So good.
You cannot. Four
so
times.
Good.
You can't rewatch
my
it.
My happy place.
And you still get upset and you still shout at the TV even though you know what's going to happen.
Best TV in the world.
Just give me your book. What is it?
Any from John Grisham, the author.
That's such a lie.
How many books have I read in one day? They're all horror books.
You've never read a John Grisham book.
Oh my God. Call my mum right now. Yes, I have.
That's the end of
Reverse Mr. and Mrs. You're so annoying.
This is the moment where anyone who wants to send in any wedding favours, could be anything at all, we want to shout about it on the podcast. Please send it to our email, contact@nillywedspodcast.com, or slide into our DMs at nillyweds. What's our favour this week?
So this is a favour from a girl called Katie. She said, "Hey, I love the podcast. My fiance and I got engaged a month ago. We've just sent out our save the dates and we got wooden fridge magnets from a small UK company called Wilbur and Willow. How sweet.
Oh my God, magnets.
We wanted our guests to have something we could keep forever rather than a flimsy piece of paper. They are also shaped like tickets as our ceremony is in an old theatre." That is lovely.
Oh my God, so you sent out the save the date on a magnet and then you could put it on your fridge. I love that.
I love that. But what if people don't have like the fridge like that? Like it wouldn't stick on our fridge.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. We have
It's still a magnet behind it. What do you think the fridge is?
Well, there's wood in front of it.
You think someone has a wooden fridge?
But there's wood in front of it.
Yes, but the magnet would still work from behind it.
All right, legend.
No, not legend.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Oh, wait, one second before we go. I got to send the end of the story.
Oh, my God.
Okay, to everyone who's listening, thank you so much for tuning in once again. To anyone who's getting engaged, I know, I just want to say it one more time because I
love it. Guys, thank you so much. And to anyone who's getting engaged, congratulations. We are so happy for you and we wish you the best of luck.
If you want to switch off now, you don't have to listen to the last bit.
But I think we all know that you will.
Well, if you don't have to listen to the last bit of the story.
Go on then.
The bride and groom had a foursome to consummate their marriage with two random guests. So the four of them all got freaky together and the guys go for a cigarette and the girls start getting together with each other and the guys come back from the balcony but decide to switch partners. So the groom started shagging my friend while the bride was lying next to her and my friend just looked over to the bride while she was getting seen to and said to the bride, "Your husband's inside me right now."
I feel ill and violated. I feel violated.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Monday. Big love. We love you.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
Disgusting.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.